Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in, and I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show. And you can visit them virtually at villagefarmri.com or take a ride down to Charlestown, Rhode Island on a nice day and check them out in person. Okay, so tonight's feature is going to be saxophonist Stan Getz and trombonist J.J. Johnson from their 1957 Verve recording called At the Opera House. And this was recorded at the Opera House in Chicago, and then the part of the recording also was done at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, where they finished some of these recordings. So we'll get right to the music, and we're going to start off with a Charlie Parker blues called Billy's Bounce.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that opening set. We heard the tune Billy's Bounce, a Charlie Parker tune, and you're listening to saxophonist Stan Getz and trombonist J.J. Johnson from their Verve recording at the Opera House. And let me tell you who is on this recording. So, of course, Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, J.J. Johnson on trombone. We've got Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. So it's quite an array of musicians on this recording, too. So I think by the first tune, you can tell what this recording is going to be like. So the next tune we're going to play here, I'm going to start off this next set with the tune called My Funny Valentine. This is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and here's more music.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called My Funny Valentine, and then we heard the tune Crazy Rhythm. So you are listening to saxophonist Stan Getz and trombonist J.J. Johnson from their recording at the Opera House, and this was recorded in 1957. So it has Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums, along with Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson. So I do hope you're enjoying the show, and we're going to get right back to the music here and start off with the tune called Blues in the Closet.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called Blues in the Closet, and then we heard the tune called Yesterdays. And this is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and you have been listening to Stan Getz, saxophonist Stan Getz, and trombonist J.J. Johnson from their 1957 Verve recording at the Opera House, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. So I do hope you enjoyed the show, because that's just about it for me. And I want to thank you for listening in, of course, and thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show. And we're going to go out with a tune called It Never Entered My Mind. So have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
Listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.